Hey, it's Lee here. Before we start the episode, I just want to remind you about our Patreon. Subscribe for exclusive Rust Monster songs, deleted scenes, artwork, future bonus episodes, and you know, you never know what we're going to put up there because you never know what's going to fucking happen on this podcast. So go to patreon.com/dungeonpunks or our website podcastsofdoom.com and click the beer money link. And now...
Previously on Dungeon Punks.
Shoozy's gonna bone my mom.
No.
It's some sort of party with balls.
Does that mess things up?
It might.
Okay.
You guys are all the worst.
Welcome to Dungeon Punks. I'm Stu Pop, your Dungeon Master and everyone's podcast dad. And with me, as always, are the members of Rust Monster.
Lee Eldridge, and I play Scotty Stormbringer, who is the bass player of Rust Monster. And you guys know the rest by now.
I'm Devin Meisner. I play Johnny Eagle, lead singer of Rust Monster, and I'm a bird person, as per usual.
And I'm Aaron Passmore. I play Shoozy June. She's a guitar player, ASMR, and something else that is funny.
Bikini Babe.
Bikini Babe. Phil?
And my name is Phil Seaplack, playing Cregan Stonehand, who is a deep gnome and the drummer.
Has some drumsticks up his butt right now.
And short shorts.
They're not up my butt.
So if you're tuning in...
No, they kind of just... No, they're just down the butt crack.
Boop.
That's canon. Yeah. Sure, they can be down my crack, but not anywhere
all right.
Else.
We've got all these ratings drop off.
Hey, you put them there.
I mean, actually, you put them there, Stu.
Yeah,
you were
did.
The one who
I
mentioned the butt crack. Yeah,
yeah,
you did that.
Yeah, you tend to lead us on to do things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like throw things to windows.
Okay, I did not make you do that at all.
Yeah, I know you chose to do that yourself. Yeah.
So let's recap, I guess.
Yeah, you threw some stuff through a window. You're back in time, you figured out. Scotty is slowly disappearing off and on.
Because my dad hasn't met my mom yet.
But you guys met her mom. Well, saw her mom.
Yeah. This is how we met my mother.
Yeah. A very handsome dark elf emerging from the water who is now being approached by Shoozy June.
I probably see this and I'm like, oh, shit. Start running.
Is this going to be like that episode of Red Dwarf when he realizes it's his own parent?
I'm my own grandpa.
Oh, yeah. Anything can happen. There's multiple roads you can save, Scotty.
Or not.
There's
a road.
Choosy's reminding herself, this is Scotty's mom.
You don't know that.
Oh, I don't. You're right.
You don't know that.
I'm just like, sweetheart babe.
I mean, you should be able to assume that given that she's the only dark elf on this beach, but...
That's not true. There's actually a couple more coming out of the water behind her.
Oh, okay. Never mind that.
And you also said that it's when he was traveling.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I actually didn't know that my mom came to Dillon's Hollow at all. So
for Shoozy, this is free reign.
And you
Shoozy's breaking out into like a Baywatch sprint.
And I still got all those beers.
Is there like some sort of slow motion bubble here?
What are dark elves even doing here? I mean, I know it's an awesome party, but...
I think you just answered your own question.
Yeah. Awesome.
Aren't they like evil?
Beach party!
Why are they allowed here?
You can make a history check if
you'd
like.
Are you allowed here?
Because I'm a
racist.
Nice...
Racist?
Boy.
You're a nice old man. You're 85.
Cregan, nice boy, Stonehand.
Cregan, nice boy, Stonehand?
Yeah.
What am I doing?
History.
History, okay. That will be that's 24.
Okay, well, being from the Underdark, you are aware of a dark elf ritual called Drowspringa, where the drow have to go to the surface and be good for a while to see if they like it or if they want to go back to the Underdark and be evil.
I see. Okay.
Did they ever stay?
Hasn't happened yet.
Surface world, it's gross.
They'll miss the Underdonkeys.
There's the whole giant spider earth here. So,
but is there some sort of like accord
really
where like when they're on the surface, they can't really do stuff?
Yeah, I mean, they're not supposed to be evil. They're supposed to be good while they're up here.
Okay.
Not cool. Supposed to be.
And also, I mean, the people of the surface don't really know that much about the evil of the Underdark.
That's true.
It's kind of contained there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair.
You know about it because you grew up there.
Yeah.
Right.
I visited and I'm like, this place is terrible.
Yeah.
It's full of spiders and EDM.
The worst.
So Scotty's not near me to like be like, hey, that's my mom.
No, but I've like basically broken into a run.
Okay.
I might try and tackle you.
It really depends on how quickly you're now moving towards.
Well, I'm still carrying all of the beers.
So they're spilling the beers as you run there?
I'm not. I don't think I'm running. I'm just like, it feels like I'm floating towards this gorgeous woman.
Fuck.
Also, if you were Scotty, just
beelining
to her,
it would be... Scotty, you can make a tackle attack.
Attractive move.
Yeah, I mean, I want to play it cool, right?
Yeah.
Is that a strength?
It is or... strength, yeah.
Wait, what are you trying to do?
16.
He's trying to tackle you.
What's your AC without armor? What's your 10 plus your dex bonus?
Am I proficient in tackling?
12, yeah.
No.
Okay.
It's an unarmed strike.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not... I don't have very big AC or... Yeah, no, it would be 12.
Okay, so... You're like floating towards this beautiful dark elf holding these beers, and then all of a sudden just you're tackled to the sand and like rolling through the sand with Scotty.
Like my beers,
a leather clad shoulder
going
hits
everywhere.
You.
My free beers.
You've lost your hat at this point.
Yes, fine.
Probably your sunglasses.
What the fuck?
No, sunglasses. I got those. It's good. They stay on.
The fuck, Scotty? What's
Shoesy? That's my mom. Scotty's mom's got it going on.
You notice a shapely ebony foot plant next to your heads, and you hear, excuse me? Can I help you two with something?
And just look up.
And staring down at you as she's like tapping on what looks like some sort of sending stone, staring down at you with utter disdain is mom, Scotty.
I was trying to bring... You a beer, because, I mean, you look real thirsty.
Beach football.
Gross. You're not sure to which part. Yeah. That too. But you could make a persuasion check with the beer thing as you hold that up.
It's like an Aaron feels
You've managed
very...
to save one of them.
Aaron feels very conflicted about all of this. That would be a 20.
Yeah, the gross it actually was clearly directed at you and the beach football. She thanks you for the beer.
You're very welcome.
And helps you up.
Steps on you.
I just get up on my own.
She's like, kind of looks at you and she's like, are you like half drow?
Yeah, fuck you. What? What about it?
No, it's okay. I've just never like seen anyone like you before.
Yeah, there's not very many
of us.
You're
like really pulling off the like gray skin. Like it wouldn't work on other people, but like it suits you.
In my head, I'm just like, God damn it, mom. This is why we don't have a relationship. Like, oh, yeah, sorry, I'm just kind of sensitive about it.
Sensitive. Yeah, I don't know.
But like, I'm Scotty. What's your name?
I'm Ilva.
Okay. This is Shoesy.
We're like
in a band.
No, oh my god, you're in a band? Like what kind of music do you play?
Like really loud stuff. You'd probably hate it.
I mean, I might like it. I like things.
Yeah, I don't know. Not a lot of people like it, whatever.
Another drow approaches. This one looks a lot like your mom, but is a man. Mm. You probably heard of your uncle.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Ivory, ironically.
Okay.
And he approaches and holds out his sending stone, which you can see like little runes glowing on. And he says, Ilva, what are you texting me about? Well, you found what, like an angel girl and some like halfy?
Hey,
I mean, I am an angel girl, so I don't really. I'm like, yeah, you know, just flipping my non-existent long hair and just like, is your uncle hot?
They're all dark elves are. Yeah.
You almost have time that way.
Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like Shoesy would feel less awkward about hitting on your
his his white hair is cut short and like spiked up.
Sweet.
Is it?
I don't know.
I'm just like getting more and more like, this is awkward.
He looks at his sending stone. So you guys are like in a band or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sick.
I mean, we had a drummer and a singer around here somewhere.
It's true.
That's your cue, Johnny.
Yeah. Just, people, like,
are there people still around me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get up then.
Okay.
And I just walk over because I have no idea what's going on here. I'm just like, I just look at Scotty's mom and she's like, have we met before?
No, I think I would remember meeting a bird person.
Yeah, we're quite rare. You would definitely remember me, that's right. So yeah.
I'm sorry, who are you? And like, why are you talking to me?
This is Johnny Eagle. He's the lead singer of our band.
Oh, hello. Who is this?
But you're this like not an eagle.
Yeah, it's just a name.
That's... so dumb.
This is my, this is Ilva.
Oh, okay. So my name's not dumb. It's such a great name that a lot of people love. And
why is he still talking to me?
What's your name? Sorry, Velveeta?
She is doing the wing thing to you to look at Scotty.
Yeah, no, I he just talks. That's what he's basically for.
Shit, that is annoying.
Yeah, I mean, we are playing a show later, right, John? You should come.
Yeah, I think the fall.
What? What?
Johnny's throwing this under the bus because he doesn't like your mom.
Johnny, we're playing a show later.
Yes.
You like playing shows.
Yes, we're playing a show.
And
you should totally come.
You should come.
Yay.
Because we're going to invite a bunch of people, like the friends we made earlier.
Yes, we're totally playing a show and you should come.
Like, when is it? Let me check my schedule. And you hear her, like, tapping on the sending stone.
What time is it right now?
You don't know.
Oh.
Meanwhile, Cregan, you're reading your book and you look up and see...
Yeah, I probably saw this happen. I mean, I was standing by Scotty and she just bolted. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I probably saw this happen.
I mean, you were pretty deep into your investigation of your book at the time, but by now you've noticed everything
sure.
that's going on.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I don't know. I'm probably just going to observe, like maybe walk a little bit closer, but I'm not going to engage.
Okay.
I'm going to keep my
distance.
You're
not going to get your usual closeness?
No, not with the dark elves.
Okay. Do you want to make a stealth check to just look stay casual out of their view?
Cregan
oh
looked
God,
casual?
Oh my God, he's so cute.
Sure, yeah.
I would say a disadvantage for your weird cut shorts.
Okay. 18 or 9. So that will be a 18.
Yeah, you stay hidden for now.
Sweet.
Just kind of like behind people's legs on the beach, sort of staring past them.
Okay.
Every time it cuts back to you, you're hiding in a different way, like you're in a sandcastle at one point.
I have made a sand.
I mean, sand is just tiny stones.
Yeah.
Yeah, our show is, it's tomorrow night in town. Actually.
6 p.m.
Yeah. We should try and play on the beach, guys.
Yeah.
It's 6 p.m. Sorry, I said in town, but it's like here on the beach for the beach party. Yeah.
She's like blowing a bubble of bubblegum right now. You don't know where that came from and like snaps it and is like, I mean, I guess we don't have anything going on then. So maybe I'll try and make it or whatever.
Okay, cool. Wheels turning frantically, trying to figure out how to get a show at the beach party last minute and also get art here.
And
make them meet.
Then Ilva turns to Shuzi and like quickly writes down. She's like, here's my number. You can call me later.
Oh, sweet. Thanks. Do you like you and your... Is this your brother?
Him? Oh, yeah. That's Ivory.
Do you guys like...
No, Shuzi.
Do you... I mean...
Shuzi, we have to practice. We have rehearsal.
I mean... I guess so, but you know, I'll call you guys later. It's all good. I follow my heart, Scotty.
Is that what you follow?
Hey, Ilva, can we like leave now? I want to get a beer before they're all gone.
Shit, I would have had some more if someone didn't tackle me.
Beach football.
Ilva rolls her eyes at her brother and is like, fine, but you're buying. And they walk off.
So now we have to plan a show.
Yeah. But I don't know how else to get both of my soon-to-be parents here.
It was a very good idea. I was just going to go up to him and be like, you should meet this one guy. He's got a broken arm.
Look for the guy with a cast.
Ew.
Which, in hindsight, wouldn't have worked. So good call.
Yeah.
Now let's try and fucking figure it out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, the same guy's been organizing the beach party for as long as I can remember. Maybe he's still doing it.
Yes. Where is it obvious? Is it painfully obvious to Shuzi who this person is?
I'm literally spitting things out of my brain right now.
Yeah.
Beach coordinator and this big old arrow pointing at
him. Yeah.
I do have a name for that guy, actually.
Yes!
I don't actually like your mother very much.
She's kind of a
bee. You know what? Neither do I. She's kind of a...
Oh, this is a bonding moment.
Yeah, sure.
Promise not to bang your mom, Scotty, okay? I promise.
Okay.
You're going to
better
bang
not.
Your brothers out.
Shush.
That's my uncle.
Whatever. It's just, you know, people getting together, having fun.
Shuzi, you're so gross.
I know.
Okay, we should go
find...
You
actually hear someone clear their throat behind you in a very drowish way.
Mm.
And it's your mom again. So I'm like, on this thing, and I'm supposed to be nice or whatever. So she turns to John and is like, I'm sorry for being like mean to you or whatever. That was not good of me. Okay, bye. She just turns around and leaves.
See you later.
Yeah, it's a thing. They all have to do it.
Good to know.
I didn't, because I didn't grow up in the Underdark.
I mean, maybe that'll come in handy. She'll have to be nice to your dad, right?
Hey, maybe that's how it happened. I didn't even know she'd be here.
I feel like it's a pretty big stretch from being nice to conceiving a child.
Yeah, that's true.
Just one step away. No.
No.
Do you think your Uncle Ivory always talks about being touched by an angel? And you just thought he was a holy man?
I just thought he was a weirdo.
It's one of my taglines, isn't it?
Yeah, I know, right?
Ever been touched by an angel? No? You wanna? So you, Scotty, would recognize this person that would be the, quote, beach party coordinator. Let's track him down.
Yes. Whose name is Stu?
Well, that would be Old Man Sully. He runs the beach.
He's really old now. In the future. Present.
I mean, that's what I know him as, Old Man Sully.
Oh.
But maybe he was young...
Middle-aged Sully. Midlife Sully.
Maybe he's not even that old. We just call him Old Man anyway. Maybe Old Man is literally his first name.
No, it's Dan O'Sullivan.
Okay.
Yeah. But you guys all call him Old Man Sully.
Okay. He runs the beach. Yeah. We should find him.
Or he's an immortal and he just always looks the same age, but you just call him Old Man. Canon.
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, you can find him and find out what the actual answer is.
I prefer to theorize everything you plot it to.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'll just sit back and let you do that.
It was two gnomes standing on top of each other.
In a trench coat.
Keep going.
Yeah,
named
so...
named Vincent Adult Gnome.
I'm still going on the theory of the whole thing that you're your own parent. I think it's going to be weird.
I feel like that would have been easier if I was a boy.
Johnny doesn't have a grasp.
I'm not
going
to give. I can't give birth to myself.
I almost feel like Johnny's like theorizing this stuff.
Pretty sure I cannot give birth to myself. Just an idea.
What if you could?
Magic.
Anyways.
Time magic.
No.
No, I'm not theorizing anymore. This ends my theorizing of the plot.
So to sum it up, someone is two gnomes and Scotty is her own mom.
Yes. Yeah. And
clearly.
Time stuff.
Or my own grandpa. One of the two.
I was expecting that to be a little more elaborate.
Yeah.
I'm a little disappointed.
It's just some timey-wimey, wibbly-wobbly stuff.
Yes. Okay. So, what's your plan?
Go find Old Man Sully and see if we can get a show tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, you've already seen him. He was in the beach house selling you stuff before.
Okay. We should go talk to him.
Yeah, I'll probably go with Scotty to talk to him.
Yep. We need your... persuasion.
My wily ways.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I think...
I should probably of us. Tag team.
Yeah.
You're still in on that.
Oh, you can't see Cregan. He's hidden.
Does anybody see where Cregan went?
No, I would like... As soon as the dark elves are gone.
Yeah. Okay, there is a sand statue that looks exactly like Cregan in his like full armor and stuff. And then it just like... The sand just like crumbles away as Cregan pops out of that.
Except the statue has slightly more muscle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, man. I have a 9-pack, so.
That's canon.
I didn't see you there, bud.
You've added the extra 10th pack to the to the statue.
You did like two more sit-ups.
How does your shoulders have abs?
He's just all abs.
It's just a washboard with her face on it.
My pecs are pretty much just abs.
Oh,
yeah, pecs
so
are like
weird.
Tiny little pecs.
Or giant
or
abs.
Or they split. Yeah, giant abs. Like the abs split and then it's like smaller abs right where the pecs are.
It's just like a corn cob.
Oh. Canon.
Weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
Canon. Cregan is just a corn cob of muscle.
Something seriously went wrong with your training.
I am in constant pain.
Yeah.
Kill me.
That's just one of the abs talking. Just a mouth forms.
You did some sketchy magic to make it happen. This is the ghost of past abs.
They're awakened muscles.
It's the Underdark, man.
So, Cregan shaking off the sand from his beard.
So I heard we're playing a show.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know how else to get my parents to meet now. I feel like my dad was supposed to be here already. Yeah. He was probably supposed to be the one who ran into Elva on the beach and fell in love because she's, you know, my mom, whatever.
Well, hopefully we can repair the damage we did by falling on your father.
Yeah, we better. Otherwise, I'm going to disappear.
Isn't your father a bard?
Yes.
We can bring him on stage.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea, actually.
He's going to need his arm back.
Well, we can fix that.
Yep.
I tried.
It's probably...
They didn't like it.
You threw a bottle through a window, Johnny.
I flew into a
you
window.
You flew into a window. It okay.
Bottle broke. First.
Yes. I was yeah. holding it.
Anyway, let's see if perhaps one of the others of us can do a better job.
Out of character, because you guys have ranged magic, and I'm like, I have to like go touch this dude.
Right. Okay, let's go get this show set up.
Yeah, I guess we can go talk.
Are you wanting to do book stuff or what?
Well, I'll follow along for now, but I would like to keep my eye out for maybe, I don't know.
Someone in a cloak.
But the real reason we're here.
Yeah, like, or...
We don't know what the real reason we're here is.
Yeah, sorry. Or potentially someone who looks learned.
Harsh
he has like one of those graduation caps on.
Perhaps
that guy.
Old Man Sully, Master yeah. of the Beach.
Yeah, maybe him. Or like a lifeguard or something. I don't know.
A learned lifeguard.
Because you know lifeguards are like police on the beach.
Yeah, they're super smart.
You can immediately spot a lifeguard. They're sitting on a lifeguard chair.
Okay.
Lifeguards are packing two guns. Later.
Let's talk to old man first, mm-hmm. though.
The lifeguard is also wearing a Ranger Scout cap.
Sweet.
Nice.
They are the police. The police of the woods.
No, the police of the beach.
Beach. Ranger Scouts are from the beach?
That one is. I don't know. If I've learned anything from Baywatch... It's that lifeguards can do anything they want.
I mean, you can be a lifeguard and a ranger scout. They're not mutually exclusive things.
You got to choose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where's your allegiance? Is it the beach or the forest?
But why is he wearing his uniform on?
Just the cap.
Oh, okay.
Maybe he's really proud.
Maybe he just doesn't want to get a sunburn on his face.
That's true. Mm. Tune in to find out.
Yeah, maybe if you go talk to him, you'll learn. But right now you're going to talk to Old Man Sully.
Mm-hmm. Old Man Sully, yeah.
All right, so you walk into the beach house again and... You know, there's a couple of people in there just buying stuff, and at the counter is Old Man Sully, a.k.a. Dan O'Sullivan. Much younger, obviously, than, you know, you remember him as, like, he was, you know, he was an older man. He was kind of probably in his, like, 70s at the time, but he's sort of young, in his 50s. You know, he doesn't have white hair right now. He's got dark hair, a sort of close-cropped mustache. He's got kind of a Magnum P.I. look about him, including the Hawaiian shirt.
Yep. He just keeps like rolling over a car. It's just like, why do you keep doing that? You're inside, dude.
That is how he always gets back onto the other side
it's
of
like
the counter.
Like a car hood just right there.
Is that Magnum P.I. or is that...
Oh, that's T.J. Hooker.
Yeah.
I just assume everything of that era is the same show.
Let's have a drink. Back when the world ended, your great grandfather had wrote letters of apology to all of those families of the men who could let you vote. Hunted to this dead by the land of the coast. By your rival great grandfather came back from a nip, transformed into a damaged environment. Never spoke of the slaughter.
Okay, I walk in then.
Okay. What do you walk up and what do you say?
Excuse me, are you Dan O'Sullivan?
Yeah, that's the name on my name tag there.
Why do they call you old man?
No, they don't.
I just like clap my hand over to Cregan's mouth. I'm like,
anyways, excuse my friend. He's had way too much beer to drink.
He's fine.
We noticed that this is going on all week. We're traveling bards, and we thought maybe we could play a show for you.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you're absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we don't have a stage set up or anything, but probably play by the beer tents. I'm sure we can arrange something.
Yeah, we're used to playing in lots of different places, so we don't really need a stage.
Just throwing out there. How about 6 p.m. tomorrow?
Yeah, sounds fine to me.
Perfect.
I mean, I can't pay or nothing, but you're welcome to play.
It's really about the music.
Just really need to play this show. Yeah, I mean,
any chance we could get some free beer, though?
Just a couple.
I mean, I don't run the beer tent. That's the sponsors. So
okay, we can talk to them. That's fine. We just need a place to play, and that's great. We're a little bit louder than most bands, if that's okay. I mean, it'll carry pretty far on the beach. That's all right.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, whatever. You're not playing metal, are you?
God, no.
We'll
never
spit
God.
On the ground. You know what? Fuck metal.
All right. Good. Yeah. Don't want any of that. Yeah, crap.
No, neither do we. We don't like that.
Is there any reps from the sponsors here?
Probably someone at the beer tent.
Okay, I'm gonna go back there later and get sponsored. I just back away slowly.
I forgot I was gonna ask him.
You all need anything else?
Oh, do you know where we could like sleep tonight?
Yeah, I mean you could head up to the inn by the Pines.
Cool. In by the Pines.
Oh, yeah. I think I've heard of it. Who owns that?
That would be Vince and Carter Yellowbrush.
It's a very detailed name.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's two of them.
Oh.
What are those things that they were typing on?
Sending stones?
Oh, do you have any pay-as-you-go sending stones?
Yeah, we got a couple. We need burners, and he like laughs and chuckles.
No, totally not. How much are they?
They're about 10 gold each.
Ooh.
Dang. Oof.
Does anyone have 10 gold?
No.
I think I have 2, 1 and a bit.
Hmm.
We gotta go get a job. You know what? We don't really need to talk to anybody.
No, it's fine.
We'll just yell.
Hey, charlatan, you can try and lift one?
Yeah, I was just gonna say we're gonna...
Oh, no.
It never ends up good, though.
Please don't. We need to play this show so badly.
Yeah,
no. Steal one from the crowd.
Yeah, like, yeah. I could definitely try and pickpocket some people, but maybe not in the place where he's going to give us a show.
Are we having this conversation again in front of them?
No. We've definitely walked away.
Yeah.
We've learned. We've grown as characters.
You see the gleam in Shuzi's eyes and you pull her away, Scotty.
Punch you a little bit?
Yeah. Enough of your shenanigans.
I still
today.
Got my hand clapped over Cregan's mouth. All right. Everybody good?
In this world, do most people have these sending stones or only dark elves?
You haven't seen anyone else really with them.
Because if you want to get your dad and them to talk, she only talks through text messages.
Oh.
Yeah, through glyphing.
Yeah.
Glyphing. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I guess we got to get one of those.
Dude, how much gold do we all have together? I'm broke. I bought a bikini.
I have 3.
I have 0.
Bought an outfit and presumably I bought a beer unless Cregan bought me one.
We'll just convince your dad to buy one.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might be able to sell some stuff, like pawn some junk.
That'll make for really interesting listening. Pawn stars.
Yeah, how much is it going to go for? Actually, this is an antique.
I'm going to have to call in a guy.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, this is at least worth 10,000 gold. Really? Yeah. I'm willing to offer you 10 gold.
Well, take it.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Can you do any more? No, not really. And then they just feed on their desperation. Yay. Pawn stars.
Mm-hmm. So what do you have junk you want to try and get rid of, Cregan?
Well, I have some weapons. I have a scimitar and things like that.
But you have a scimitar? Does anyone have a replacement one? I broke my rapier.
Oh, actually, if you need a melee weapon that's finesse, I can give you the scimitar.
Eh, I don't want to get close. It's probably fine. You can just sell it.
Okay.
You should just wear it for
smart decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right, well, I think we should also go try to find your dad, who is broken.
I mean, you could go back and try and barter a scimitar for a sending stone.
I feel like they're worth about the same, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's a weapon. A weapon's probably worth at least a couple, right?
Mm.
It's a total future model, too.
It's used, though, you know. That lowers its value right there, right out of the box.
Oh,
it's
battle-hardened.
Yeah. It's blood.
I'm not there,
stained.
So it's okay.
Experienced blade.
Right. Well, we have till tomorrow night, right? Mm-hmm. So if we go back into the town, then I'll try to pawn some stuff off. Maybe, like, actually go to a smith. I imagine this metal might be more valuable to him than this dude.
Yeah, probably. You'll probably get roughly the same amount for it, I would imagine. Because at that point, it's just raw metal.
Right.
I think Shuzi's just thinking she's going to keep the bikini on for the rest of the day, even if we go back in town, so that she can convince people to give her money for free.
It is beach party week, so you're probably fine.
So you're busking by just standing there?
I have a thought.
Pretty much.
Our amp was probably with spit. Yeah.
Your mm-hmm. crystal thing.
So we have to play unplugged.
Yeah, you have your crystal, I thought. Isn't that a thing?
That is in
the chest. Yeah. I don't carry that on me.
Makes sense. Because well, it's too big.
There's got to be...
No, it might be giving off weird magical radiation that Cregan doesn't want exposed to be exposed to.
I can't have kids anymore. Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason he's made of stone.
Yeah.
There's
he wasn't always.
Yeah, he pees stones, though. Oh.
There's probably other bards in town we could try and, like, wrangle some gear or something.
Yeah, do you have any, like, huge amps?
Yeah, but I mean,
amps?
Amplification wasn't really... Oh, this is in the past.
You have to play some acoustic punk.
Oh, my god.
Or folk music.
Oh, yeah, like, could we maybe go to the tavern and just, like, play a show just for, like, some change?
Tonight?
Yeah, let's just do some busking.
Yeah, we can busk. Yeah.
We're bards.
Keeping this bikini on, though, guys.
You can dance. Dance for the people, Shuzi. Dance for the people!
Worship my body.
Well, we should go get an inn, a room, and see if we can...
With what?
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
I'm going to bargain to see we'll do a show.
Yeah.
Okay, then well, you won't get any money from the show.
But we'll get money from the other people's. Well, or, like, coins being
around.
Thrown at...
Shuzi.
I hope they're not... painful? I don't know.
They might not want you to pass the hat around if you're getting a free room.
That's well, we still gotta... I don't see why they wouldn't.
How much is a room?
Because they're not paying us.
We have some money.
But they gotta give up a room, and they'd want that money to go to booze.
All right, let's go find your dad, heal him up. He'll be so thankful. He'll can just sleep at his place.
Mm.
Before we go, I want to talk to the lifeguard.
Okay. You can approach the lifeguard.
Is he, like, on a high chair thing?
Yeah.
Okay,
I
want to climb.
To, like, hold you up?
No, I just like climb it.
Okay.
Yeah, make an athletics check.
Okay. That will be exactly 20.
All right. Yeah, you clamber up, and he's a little like, "What? Can I help you?"
Hi. Sorry to startle you. I have a couple questions.
Okay.
How well do you know this beach?
I mean, I know my beach. When he makes the, like, ranger scout sign.
He shows a badge he has on his, like, chest.
Yeah, he's wearing, like, the red lifeguard shorts and still his, like, badge sash of the ranger scouts and the ranger scouts hat.
One just says beach.
Yeah.
Well.
Doesn't even have a little pictogram.
All of his
beach.
Badges are, like, clearly, like, beach and swimming related.
Perfect.
Someone once told me there was a temple in the waters.
He's I mean, I've heard those rumors too. They're pretty, it's the lake's really deep and no one's ever been to the bottom. So there might be something down there, but I think it's probably just, you know, old legends because the lake's so deep.
But you have heard of this temple?
Yeah. I mean, I've heard the rumors.
Hmm.
Cause he doesn't have his temple knowledge badge.
Do
yet.
You have iron boots?
Devin,
that's like the worst idea I've ever heard. Let's
weight
just
yourself
like,
down to the bottom.
There might be something down there. Let's just strap some rocks to us.
I don't know. Have you never played Zelda?
Oh, yeah. No, I played Zelda, but in this world, I die.
All right.
Link could also turn into something that can breathe water.
Do you know of anyone who might know more about this temple?
Yeah, I mean, you could talk to the headmaster. He probably knows stuff.
Okay, thanks.
And I jump off.
Okay.
You break your legs.
You didn't find out the headmaster what, who, where?
I'll just ask around.
That's right. I mean, you could just ask him, but it's okay.
That's Future Cricket's problems.
So we're going to heal.
I think we should go back to town. We could, once you said, like, we can stay at his place. That's my grandma's place. That's my home. We can just go there.
You should start with that. Like, as you're explaining why you're just sleeping there. I don't think they're going to buy it until they learn.
Yes, but you also don't exist.
Yet. No, but like, we talked to Barbara, she'll get it.
You're going to tell her about the future?
Maybe a little bit about the future.
Beware the disco war.
But also, like, people would stay at our house all the time when I was little, so.
Well, it is worth
a shot. We just
got to
make friends with my dad, and then.
You know, the best way to make friends with someone is fixing their broken arm.
Musicians stay at my place all the time. Yeah, exactly. We don't have to tell them about everything. But if anyone was going to believe us, it would be my grandma.
Well, then let us talk to her.
No, we should go find Art first.
Okay.
Make sure he's not. You know, kissing noises.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, it took me a minute to figure that one out.
Is he drowning? Do you require medical attention?
I'm really tired, guys. Let's just move this thing along.
It's one more for the supercut.
So, you guys need me with this art healing thing, or should I just go and do some like weirdo acrobatics in the square for money?
I mean, you do you, Shuzi.
I mean, we need.
Is that
money?
Code word for stealing?
Is that code word for going to find Scotty's mom?
Or Ivory?
No, I mean, I think
Ebony.
I.
What is the name?
Ivory.
Ivory.
I think I kind of know that it's like a little off limits. The mom, anyways.
More than a little.
Yeah, but uncles.
Completely no. No, 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 no.
But yeah, I mean, I'm either going to try and gamble, steal, or busk with a bikini.
You could do all three at the same time.
True. But what's more important? Because I have some healing shit I could throw at Art or whatever.
We all have healing stuff, right?
Yeah, that's true.
We also want to give Art a sending stone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But you need to get one first.
Yeah, so let's maybe get money first.
I'm just worried about leaving him alone with Joni for too long.
Right.
Fair. Okay. Well, do you have any ideas?
They're not like cats in heat.
No. I just mean like the more like
time they spend with each other.
They spend together, the less time he's spending with Ilva and the more complicated this gets.
Also, we got to get in on his good side so we can sleep at his house. Yes.
What does your mom do?
What do you mean?
Like, what's her profession?
I think you just saw it.
Yeah.
Does she like have her, like, is that her own thing? Does she have her own
being famous?
You know,
probably?
Like those Instagram accounts where they're just professional vacationers?
Oh, no, sorry. Like, sorry, not your,
Oh, Joni.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, she's like a young adult right now. She's not probably.
Isn't she eventually like.
She's eventually the sheriff.
Oh,
okay.
Shit.
Right, yeah. Right. That's okay.
Yeah.
She saw me break a window by flying into it.
So she's not like in training or anything right now, or.
I don't know. She's probably like a ranger scout.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was just going to say, like, maybe we could, I don't know, distract her with like an emergency or something.
They're probably in like their last year of high school.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Never
Let's mind. Go see where they're at. And maybe we'll just figure
you
it out.
You said my mom. That's not, Joni's not my mom.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah.
Joni's not my mom.
She's my stepmom. I do not call her mom.
Should we start at the hospital?
I don't have a mom.
The, whatever was that place called? The doctorium or whatever?
Yeah. Dr. John Sally's doctorium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And start there to make sure they're not there still.
Okay.
I would maybe suggest that Johnny stays outside.
Yeah, you're going to stay away from...
I'm going to disguise myself.
How? Please describe this to me.
Do you have disguise self?
No.
Zone of truth, though, right?
Damn it.
Well, just don't go into the doctor.
Yeah, I'll just stay outside. Yeah.
Also, we've been at the beach for a while. I would be surprised if they were still at the doctors.
I have no clothes on except for a speedo.
Well, you have been able to gather your other clothes from your cubbies.
No, I can't. I have no way of disguising myself. I just have makeup.
Okay.
So I put on my eyeliner like slightly different.
Excuse me, you've never met me before, but I am hurt.
It's like a really bad mustache on a bird person. Excuse me, I'm not Johnny Eagle.
I'm his brother, Jimmy. That wasn't the same voice at all.
Yeah, I'm Johnny Raven, his brother. It's like, why do you have different last names? Shut up.
That's how bird people work.
You don't know me. All right.
So you guys head towards the doctorium.
Yeah.
As you're approaching from a distance, you can see three people just outside. One is a man in a white doctor's coat and breastplate. This is Dr. John Sully. He's a cleric. And he is shaking the hands of Art and Joni. Art's arm seems to be fine now after having been healed by the doctor at the doctorium.
Yeah, because other people got healing
spells. I saw a cast and I panicked.
It was a magical glowy cast that was healing his arm, setting it back in place.
We used to like talk to him.
Yeah, it's 20 years ago. Magic healing has evolved and, you know, gotten better.
It's true. The modern medical magic is amazing.
And so he finishes shaking their hands, and then Joni and Art start walking away arm in arm.
No, 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 no. Bad. We're going to stop this.
This is moving quickly.
And once again, Shuzi sort of fades, or Scotty sort of fades a little
bit. You know we're
bit.
Different people, right?
I do know. They're both S names. It's confusing. But Scotty sort of fades a little bit and then fades back in.
This isn't good, guys. This isn't good. That's not good.
You can see it
good.
Happen this time. You look at your hand and it like fades in and out.
Do you want me to like try and hit on Joni? Or that seems to be my only...
This is your only move?
My only move right now.
I mean, everything. Let's just throw everything at them.
I mean, I don't think that she would be keen on talking to me considering I fell out of the sky.
Yeah, well...
Well, you guys are having this discussion. They walk past you and start walking down
the
street.
I'm like, oh, hey, we just wanted to, it's Art, right? We just wanted to apologize for falling on you earlier. I don't think we really got to meet earlier, but my name's Scotty, and we're in a band. And we're actually going to play a show on the beach tomorrow. We want to invite you to the show, kind of as an apology.
Yeah, they both like friendly, like, yeah, Art's like, yeah, sorry, no, I mean, I'm sure you didn't mean to fall on me. It's, you know, where did you come from? Were
that's
you with the robed guy?
Saw the robed guy?
Yeah, he just sort of appeared in the sky and like fell to the ground and then ran off. And I was trying to see where he came from when you guys fell on me.
Yeah, we actually need to find that guy.
What?
At some point.
That's a great idea. We should have looked for him first.
He's our definite best friend, so we really want to find him and invite him.
Could
to
I
the
not
show
ask
too.
Art if the dude fell?
You asked him, with his broken arm, and he was like, oh. He probably didn't want to talk much back then.
Yeah, he was like in and out of consciousness and pain.
Okay.
I was very clear about that.
Yeah, and I'm also not entirely concerned with that point, given that I am disappearing from reality, so don't really care. Mostly just gotta make sure that this doesn't happen.
I like how Kree's just walking around with this book under his arm. It's like there's something here.
Yeah, but we don't really know what to do tonight. We're just kind of here until tomorrow when we play our show. So
yeah, do you need?
Like, well, you guys should stay at the Inn by the Pines. It's really nice there.
Yeah, we don't really. I mean. Touring musicians. I don't know if you know,
we're broke.
But we don't have a lot of money.
Super poor.
You make a persuasion check.
Am I over there or am I hiding? Oh, I was waiting outside.
I'm not doing well. I do not. That's 11.
Joni's kind of squinting like, are you like asking for a handout?
What? No. We're just saying that like we probably can't afford to sleep at the inn, so we're going to camp somewhere. I'm not asking for handouts.
Oh, well, okay. There's a campsite near the beach. I mean, you still have to kind of pay, but it's cheaper than the inn.
That might work.
All right, it's kind of like, but you don't have any camping gear.
No, not really. It's kind of with our stuff. Back at the last place we were.
Camping would mean, like, sleeping in our clothes on the sand. That's what it would be. We're cool with that, though. I mean, we're chill. Punks, right?
Yeah,
it's not a big deal. I just walk up.
It's just a night.
Joni's like, you're with him?
I'm so sorry about earlier.
They wouldn't have known that because he was flying before.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, we should go. I don't...
No. Like, let's just clear the air here. All
right, it's like, well, this guy, like, tried to attack us in the hospital.
He he's trying to attack you. He's just...
Smashed
he's a little
the
bit...
window. And
yeah,
is...
I know.
Look, we gotta go.
No,
and they
like,
start.
Stop.
They start heading off.
Okay, but... Johnny! I am gonna disappear. This is gonna be all your fucking fault.
Well, I guess it won't be my problem much longer.
Well, fuck you then. Fuck all you guys.
I'm sorry. It was on the table. I had to take it.
Ugh. You guys are useless, and I'm going to disappear, and then you're not going to have a bass player anymore, and you're going to be stuck with whatever fucking daughter they have. So thanks a lot. I'm just
going to
stalk off. I just like turn on my heel and start walking like back towards the beach. Like, fuck. Just gonna go have some fun with the rest of my life, which is gonna be about 3 hours.
I think that went pretty well.
Really, you think that?
Figure speech.
There's no way to chase after Art and Joni, right? They're like gone. They do not want to have anything to do with us.
They don't seem to want to have anything to do with you. Whoops. Thanks to Johnny.
I thought I was already there, but I actually just walked up.
So chances are they probably won't come to the show then, unless we convince them otherwise.
Yeah, it's going to take some charismatic gymnastics.
I'm trying to figure out how I can fix this with charisma. Is there a place where I can buy fruit baskets?
You have no money.
Is there a place where I can steal fruit baskets?
Well, there's the market.
Hmm.
Meanwhile, though, Scotty, you're storming off towards the beach.
Yeah, I don't really have a plan at the moment. I'm just storming off.
As you were storming, you see walking up from the beach.
Is that why you're called Stormbringer?
You see six dark elves, including your mom, like a posse walking up from the beach.
Okay.
And your mom goes, oh my God, it's you.
Hey, what's up?
And another one goes, oh, is this the girl you were telling us about?
You're talking about me.
Your name's like Skady.
It's Scotty. Pronounce it right.
Like your name's Scott?
No, S-K-A-D-I, Scotty.
Oh, that's a weird name. I like it. It totally suits you.
Yeah, okay, great, whatever.
Hey, you should come hang out with us.
Okay. Actually, like, yeah, because like my friends suck right now.
You must also like be on your drow spring, all right? Like, I know you're only like half drow, but...
Yeah, that's totally exactly what's happening.
Well, we're going to like hang out in our room and, you know, have a little bit of fun, and you should come with us.
Okay.
And she taps her nose when she says we're going to have a little bit of fun.
Magic cocaine.
Great. Great.
Don't do drugs, kid.
Scotty doesn't have anything else to do, so no, y'all idiots are being... I'm gonna die! I'm never gonna have Bean, so I'm gonna go.
You technically don't die if you didn't exist.
That's what I said, I'm never gonna have Bean.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that you said, I'm never gonna have beans.
You'll never taste beans
again!
That
is also true.
What a world! I don't want to live in a world without beans.
I don't want to live in a world without beans. Coffee.
Oh,
actually,
true.
Coffee or cherry pits,
that's legit.
Technically.
That's legit.
They're not beans. They're not real beans.
Oh, yeah. I guess they're right.
This has been Bean Talk. Okay. I'm going to go with them.
Okay.
Whatever.
Yeah. They start walking back towards the Inn by the Pines, where they have a room. And here is a song from a band we like.
Hey! You just heard The Wet Secrets and their song Final Curtain for a Drama Queen. And earlier in this episode, the legendary Propagandhi and their song Failed Imagineer.
For more on those bands and on this podcast, or if you have some music you'd like to submit, check us out at podcastsofdoom.com. Or you can find us on Facebook under Podcasts of Doom. Follow us on Twitter at Dungeon Punks Pod or Instagram at Dungeon Punks. Subscribe to Dungeon Punks on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you want to take a few seconds to write us a review, that'd be nice. Dungeon Punks was produced and edited by Kirk Hamilton for the Podcasts of Doom Network.